Well, hello and welcome to our Transforming Lives program with Isagenics. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host. It's great to have you all listening in. You know what? I love inviting guests onto this program to share how they got started with Isagenics, the results that they have had, not only physically, but financially, and just to inspire all of you to pass on tips for success and help you along your Isagenics journey as well. This is what this program is all about, is inspiring all of you. And today, I'm so excited. We have Becky O'Donnell with us. She has only been in Isagenics for a little over 2 years. She joined in December of 2014, and she has risen in the ranks to 5-star Golden Circle, 3-star executive. And a little bit about her background, she practiced physical therapy for about 10 years, and she has since retired from that. So now she builds from home full time. She's a mommy of 2 beautiful little ones, Bella, who's 6, and Cameron, who's 2.5. And we just could not be happier for her. So Becky, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to be on.
5-star in 2 years. I mean, congratulations on that. That's huge. Huge.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, let me ask you, have you had any other networking experience besides Isagenics before getting involved?
I'll be 100% honest. I was very against network marketing before Isagenics. So I have zero experience other than being uneducated about it, I would say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Same with me. When my dad came out of retirement to start Isagenics, I was like, why would you choose network marketing? I was devastated. I thought we were going to go direct sales to, you know, big box stores or something like that. So I agree with you. No, it's I was very uneducated and had a lot of stereotyping going on in my mind, as you probably did. Well, let me ask you, I mean, here you are practicing physical therapy. You are approached by, obviously, your enrolling sponsor about Isagenics. Did she lead with the product? Did she lead with the business or both?
She led with the product, but dripped on me with the business. She knew I had just had my son and she was feeling remarkable, had gone from doing Whole30 to Isagenics, and she loved me through my Whole30 and paleo eating days of the early postpartum. But she continuously loved on me and just shared how great she felt and how awesome and convenient these products were. And I watched her and watched her and watched her until it was finally my turn.
Okay. So really it was her results that got you intrigued and going with the products.
Very much so. Okay. I think that it was, yeah, at the end of the day, it was the product that really got me started.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What were your results in your first system?
Because I started as a nursing mama, I started on shakes and bars, and within the first couple of months, I felt remarkable. I was back to my pre-pregnancy weight, and I was sold for life.
Yeah,
on these products.
Okay, yeah. All right. You know what? It's so funny because people really underestimate using a couple of the products. Like, you started with shakes and bars. I mean, come on, that didn't even include cleansing yet, or the Ionic Supreme, or Isagenesis, none of that yet. So I love that. At what point did you start taking a look at the business opportunity?
Well, I really think that always in the back of my mind, I was intrigued. She, like myself, came out of graduate school with hefty student loan debt. And those were the things that she shared with me, just the little bits here and there with, you know, earning a PIB back and what that can mean for plugging that down away at those student loans. And so that was in the back of my mind, but I never wanted to fully admit it, but people saw my results. People asked me about this nutrition. They saw a change in my complexion, in my spirit. I was excited for life. And so I started sharing kind of casually, organically, just with friends and family, you know, around me. And that's kind of how I got started with earning some money back. And I will tell you, it's addicting. It's addicting to share this with people. You want to help so many people.
Yeah, definitely. I know. And that's one thing, I guess, as far as the passion that when you catch on to the passion of changing people's lives physically and financially, you're virtually unstoppable, which I love that. All right, so let's talk about your beginning stages of building, because I'm sure, I mean, you have incredible leadership in your team, but I know that there's people that are listening in, they have leaders that are, that they're a part of their leadership teams. Maybe they're just kind of missing out on a little of this, a little of that. So I want to be, you know, real basic today and really pass on some nuts and bolts on how you did it. So let me ask you this first before we get into the nuts and bolts. Do you feel that the way in which you built your business in the beginning up until right now is a bit different? Has it evolved?
Oh, completely evolved. It's not anywhere the same as it was. The way it started is completely 180 degrees to what it is now.
And where did you start? Tell us what did you do to begin in your build?
Truly, it was that organic share. And it was probably for the first 9 months that just talking to people around me, there was no real social media aspect. And then it was an event that changed everything for me. And that's what I want to share with everybody is you must get to events. Events are everything.
And what event was that?
Well, my first was UIA, so University in Action. And I will say it could have made me run for the hills, but it was exactly what I needed. I needed personal development. I needed belief in myself and in network marketing because I still did not have that. So I went as a nursing mama. So I left my son and brought my pump with me and went to my first event. And then I went to Celebration that just a couple months later. And that's really where the light bulb clicked on, seeing people that are just like me receiving awards and doing amazing things. And I thought, gosh, I think I could do that too. And how many people could I serve and help with this vehicle?
Yeah. Wow. Well, we've always talked about the power of events. And I mean, you know, you've heard this story so many times, I'm sure, and you probably witnessed it with a few people in your team of people that are just like resistant going into events. UIA, that's pretty intense. That's funny that you say that it could have made you run for the hills because it's in your face. I mean, you go through processes to really help you step up on your leadership skills. So the fact that you had not been to an Isagenics University or, you know, New Year kickoff or Celebration first is, that's fun. That's jumping with both feet in for sure. but I love that. So the power of events. So let's talk about what's evolved and changed in your business now from then to today. How are you building? Are you building primarily through events and social media, or what do you have going?
Well, so the thing that really changed, I would say, is my way of utilizing social media. So before, I was really leery and afraid of putting myself out there. And then what comes down to is how many more people, it's such a beautiful platform to be able to share with, you know, hundreds, thousands, you know, just a huge number of people. And so that, you know, the light bulb switched on in my brain, like, okay, how many more people I can serve by sharing? And so utilizing social media is one of the biggest changes that I made. And then I'm sorry, what was the other question?
No, building through events and social media.
Yeah. And so I don't, you know, I encourage events, like, I mean, helping people get there regardless of what it takes. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe in excuses. So it's kind of an inside joke between my enrolling sponsor, Lindsay, and myself about what it takes to find childcare. It's comical to a point when how many people have canceled on me last minute, but no matter what, I make it happen. And that's why I want everybody to understand it can be done regardless of your childcare situation. And at the end of the day, bring your kid. We're a family-oriented company.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. There's so many little ones at our Isagenics events, and I love it that, you know, we encourage that with the family. I mean, after all, isn't that what we're doing this for? So that we can be home with the kids and work in the nooks and crannies of our days. So very, very well said. Let's talk about tools. What do you love? Are you doing the 90-day action plan with all of your leaders, number one? And let's talk about other tools that you absolutely love.
So yes, absolutely. I have participated in a number everyone basically since I started, but my first 90 day action plan, my heart wasn't in the business at that point because it was before my first event. But since then, that's truly what has helped set goals, because I think goals are so important. And I have found not just setting goals for myself, but for my team. So I use that every time. It's such a huge tool to help people. And it's very organized and allows people to kind of break things down. And I think it circles back to being a physical therapist. I had to set short-term and long-term goals for people. So it's easier for me and not as easy for some others. But that's what I love doing with people, is being like, okay, let's break it down into something small that's manageable, so it doesn't seem so intangible.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so 90-day game plans, or 90-day action plan, I'm thinking of so many different things that I want to ask you. I'm going to go back to your physical therapy career in just a second, but what about websites? What websites are you using? What are some of your favorite go-tos?
Well, I send every single person who's has any interest in the business to isogenicsbusiness.com, you know, and to have them start here, because mm-hmm. everybody needs to have that, I think, the basics. I use isogenicshealth.net probably daily. Mm-hmm. I utilize their articles anytime a person has a question. And it's so helpful because it can help from, you know, when you're prospecting, when you're working with your associates, to working with a business builder. And I really encourage people to be empowered to find information themselves. So what I try to do is say, here's the tool, please go utilize it and find the information there, rather than enabling them by finding it myself, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it creates process of duplication. I mean, as Absolutely. A leader, you only have so many minutes and hours in a day as you guys are building. So it creates a little bit of self-sufficiency. The other thing too, are those websites, they're just gorgeous. What about startyourlife.com for your younger generation builders?
Yes. And it's really exciting. I love utilizing that. I'm on the cusp. I'm going to be aging out soon, but I do have a really remarkably large team who are in the younger generation. It's really fun. I think it's really helpful to inspire people and get people excited at a younger age that they really can transform their lives.
Yeah. You know what, lady? Listen, I've always been out of the start category when it was created. We've been joking around about how they need to come up with restart, because anybody that's like 36, 35, 36 and older. It's so awesome, because we all feel young.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You meant isogenesis.
Yeah. And hey, I've been taking that stuff for like, what, six and a half years, since the early formulations of it as it has evolved. It's been so cool. Let's talk about other tools that you absolutely love and utilize on isosalestools.com. Do you find that you are one that downloads PDFs, like, for instance, catalogs and other things, to your laptop and sending them out that way? Or do you love to go to isosalestools.com and get high glossy lookbooks, banners, posters, whatever? What are some of your favorite tools there?
So I love lookbooks, because I love belly to belly, and I think that it's really imperative to be able to show people and be able to speak in person. And so I have definitely utilized a lot of the tools in person. I honestly don't utilize ISOSales tools a lot in my business. I probably do more just with some of our other websites and just sharing information that way.
Well, that's one thing that I love about Isogenics, is it gives you the option. I mean, you can buy those hard copies of brochures and booklets and magazines, or you can go green and download, like I said. So you have the option. But regardless, even if you're buying the tools, they're so affordable. It's ridiculous.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
Yeah.
We're so fortunate.
Now, as a leader, have you accessed the IsoTools app? Which allows you to start tracking your organization and send out some automated emails to be able to stay plugged in with the people that you're getting going. Has your team embraced that platform yet?
They have, and I've seen some really great success. I think it's helped some of those who are not necessarily as organized to be able to utilize the tool to help them with that organization piece that they may not be as strong in themselves.
Yeah. Well, they say that the fortune is in the follow-up, right? So if you're enrolling somebody and you've got them plugged into the system and they're receiving an email that welcomes them or follows up on a specific date of their program, they feel loved. And and that you're reaching out. So I think it's such an awesome tool. Such an awesome tool.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So what else? What else do you do with your teams? Are you leading weekly team calls? Are you doing Skype or Google Hangouts or Zoom? What are you doing to stay connected with your teams?
We do Zoom. We don't do weekly just because I have found that it doesn't necessarily engage my team to do them weekly because I don't want them to feel like it's homework, mm-hmm. but I love to see their faces. And so we do try to do them every couple of weeks. We're doing a mentorship group right now, and that's kind of a race to executive, crystal executive, during the 90-day action plan. But I love being able to connect with people. And so I think that's one of the things that gets lost mm-hmm. in this. People, you know, get behind their screen and they stay behind their screen. So I've encouraged people to be doing more connecting and really getting involved in doing in groups and coordinating activities. And mm-hmm. so this, you know, those kinds of things. We're doing a photo shoot this weekend and a dinner with some of our team members this weekend, just so that we can see each other.
Fun. Oh my goodness. You know what? That creates some very long lasting, strong relationships. People need leadership and they need to feel like they belong. And so for you to step up and orchestrate those types of things, that is absolutely fabulous. So because you're the belly to belly person, do you do launch parties?
I do. They went by the wayside for a little while because we had introduced the virtual parties and I missed them. I missed mm-hmm. seeing people's, I'm seeing their faces and really being able to connect on that true, deeper level. I feel like that happens when you actually get to see a person's face. So yes, we do. I think they're fun. And the biz meetings in town. I'm really fortunate to have a growing team here locally. But that's why there's a beauty in Zoom calls for those who are not local.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about Facebook. Do you have specific private groups that you load your product users and business builders into for support and community there too?
Yes, absolutely. So it's always been taught for us and within our team, once you hit 2-star, that's when you create your own personal business related page. And so that's what I did last year. And it's, you know, it was a slow to build in the beginning because as a lot of us know, we can get to 2-star without having a massive team. But beyond that, you really need to be cultivating those new leaders within your team. So, but I think it's imperative to have that because it's a really great way to communicate and not try to send out emails or, you know, Facebook messages to so many different people. And then we do have a product page that is led by a few of us leaders that is really, really helpful for, you know, again, it's product specific only. And so we really try to keep the business out of it for those who don't want have any interest in that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. You know what? Kind of feed the viewer with exactly what they want, whether it's product information or business, before and after photos or the how-tos, the nuts and bolts on how to get going with your business.
Exactly.
Have you had any wall-kicking moments? Have there been moments where you're just like, oh my gosh? Because listen, going to 5-star golden, that's incredible. It is absolutely incredible. But you know, I know that there are other leaders that are listening into this that quite honestly felt like quitting at different moments during their build because, you know, you need resilience and perseverance and consistency to build this business, right? I mean, so in all reality, did you have those wall-kicking moments?
Heck yes. When you said consistency, I was like, oh, thank you for saying that. Yes. Yes, I've had multiple. I mean, I think that that's normal. I think people have to understand that every single leader in this business has had those moments, and it takes true grit to push through and to persevere. I would say it was about probably 7 or 8 months. It was before Celebration. It was during a crystal reset, and I did not hit crystal executive. But the reality is when I circle back to that, I wasn't really doing the do at that time. And when I say doing the daily consistent activities that this business requires, regardless if you're full-time or part-time. But I have wanted to quit on a number of occasions, but it's innate in me to not. I am very stubborn. And I want people to understand that if it's the only way to fail is to quit. And so every person can be successful in this business if they just keep being consistent. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, honestly, trying to hit 3-star, that's a hard one. 2 to 3 is a big jump. Mm-hmm. And so that was another moment of like, you know, wanting to pull your hair out. And it's really finding those leaders within, and it's digging deep. And that's really what it takes, because again, a lot of people will tell you can get to 2-star on your own, but it's nearly impossible to get to 3-star without having leaders within your team who are also running, you know, 4 big goals.
Mm-hmm. That's such great advice there, as far as getting to 2-star on your own, but you really need to be able to lock arms with other people and run with. It makes it much more pleasant and potentially quicker, you know, quicker to hit yes. your goals and your rank advancements. In those moments of when you're down and out and you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, like today I reached out to 10 people and everybody just like shoved it all back into my face, right? What do you feel kept you going? I know that you said you're stubborn, you don't want to give up, but did you reach out to your leadership and say, today was a horrible day. Like, you know, I don't know how much longer I can do this. Like, I've had 2 days of like no success, or my team isn't growing, or whatever the case is. Was it leadership? Was it accountability? And just other people believing in you, maybe being real with the numbers as far as the statistics and really what to expect?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a compilation of a number of things. I'm so fortunate to have remarkable leaders that pour into me and pour that belief into me. But it's also been, I have to give a shout out to my husband. He is one of my biggest cheerleaders. And so even when I doubt myself, he's like, babe, you can do this. You can do this. And thinking about why, it's always circling back to why. Why are we doing this? You know, mm-hmm. if it's just to make a dollar, then that's not going to get you anywhere. But you really have to attach it to something. And so I've been really fortunate because, again, I have people who pour in belief into me. But I do. I mean, I go to my leader and I say, I am struggling. What am I doing wrong? I want constructive criticism. Tell me things that I can work on. I think it's really important to be open mm-hmm. and for criticism, and for people to share what they think that, you know, you can work on. Because if you don't work on things that you're struggling with, you're never going to get to where you want to be.
Right. Absolutely. It's about being real and being open to improving. Like you said, I mean, every master was once a disaster. So it's a matter of honing your skill sets as you guys are moving forward and building.
Totally.
I cannot help but think about, here you are, a physical therapist, you're in this for 10 years, and you're building a business outside of that. And what did your coworkers think? Like, and especially when you retired from that position, like, were they like, are you crazy? Like, how was it? Did you find that they were a little bit resistant to what you were doing? Or what was your experience there?
Yes, they were. And now they've all joined me. So bless them. They watched, they were supportive of me. But I think so many people in my life, not just my coworkers, I mean, there were a lot of people that think you're crazy to leave a profession, especially a profession that requires a doctorate, to then choose network marketing because there's such a stigma around it. Mm-hmm. But I'm so in love with network marketing and Isagenix. It didn't matter. But yeah, people thought I was crazy.
Of course. It's non-traditional. I mean, you know, everybody's educated to go to school, work hard, keep your nose clean, you know, and look at the 30 to 40 year retirement plan. And this is outside of the box in the sense that you're working out of your home. It's all based on commission and bonuses. You're networking out. You know, it's interesting. I just saw something on Facebook the other day about Warren Buffett talking about that the future of shopping is online, and that big box stores, as we know it, are going to morph and evolve and transition. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know, to think that Isagenix since 2002 has been an online grocery store, basically, for foods and supplements. We've been ahead of that curve and that time for the last decade and a half. It's really exciting to see. So I truly believe that the platform and the industry that we're in is just going to continue to grow. And how great is it that we actually get to profit from everything that rolls through our entire organization from you all the way down?
Absolutely. It's powerful. That was what just, yeah, very powerful.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you about your why and what you're passionate about, because obviously that's another point probably in your wall kicking moments, in your down moments that kept you committed and driven. What is your vision? What is your why? Why are you doing this?
Well, it all started because of my kids. When I became a mommy, it was the best thing in the entire world. And I'm going to get teary-eyed, but it really was. It was the best thing. And to go back to work is one of the hardest things. And so I knew from the point that my daughter was laid in my arms that I was like, gosh, I was put on this world, on this planet to be a mom, and not to work my hours away and only get to see her part time. And so that was my biggest why. Was in the beginning is not being able to spend the time with my kids that I wanted to. And it's evolved. So my why then, once I be able to be, retire myself, was I wanted to help other people experience the same joy and freedom that I have been able to experience with Isagenix. And I also want to retire my husband. And that's kind of a scary thing to say out loud, especially to a big crowd. But it's something that I don't want him, he loves what he does, but he's stuck doing what he does, if that makes sense. So yeah. I want him to get to pick whatever he wants to do and just be able to have the freedom to travel all over the world. So yeah, my why is definitely morphed. And I think everybody's does as they are in this longer and longer.
Yes, definitely. And just in wrapping up, having this significant of financial success in just a 2-year period of time, what are some of the things that has shifted? How does it feel good to pay off debt? Are you guys debt free? Like, what does it feel like to wake up every morning? Kind of open up and share your thoughts behind this and what's shifted and changed.
Gosh, it's like the biggest relief taken off of your shoulders. I never realized how much I attached my anxiety to money, but it really is one of those things where to be able to truly pick up and go wherever we want, except for because of my daughter's school, and not even have to think about like, gosh, how are we going to pay this off? Like, how long is it going to take? To be able to plan a dream vacation to Italy this year. I mean, we bought our dream home in September of this last year. These are just remarkable things that we never thought possible.
Right. Absolutely. Let's wrap it up with last and final thought on just a great golden tip for success for our listeners, that especially those that are just starting in their build. What one thing could you pass on to them to maximize success for themselves?
Be consistent in the time that you have, which means even if you only have 15 minutes a day, set a timer and spend 15 minutes every day with your Isagenix business. Not distracted, only Isagenix. Consistency is everything. And utilize social media. It's free.
I know. It is free. Oh my gosh. No kidding. And you know what? We're going to have a couple podcasts roll out on the wealth creation program here in the next few weeks. So be watching for those on how to build through social media. I know that still today, several years later after Facebook began, people are still a little leery, just like you. I mean, you were a little leery at first. So, but you know what? We're so proud of you, Becky, and all of your success, your leadership skills, just for being who you are. So congratulations on all of that. And best of luck as you build in 2017.
Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. And those that are listening in, thanks for being with us. And best of luck to all of you as you go out there, eat these products, transform your physical body, emotional and mental status, as well as your financial status as you guys build. And make sure to tap into as much as you possibly can from these podcasts to events to whatever it is so that you have maximum support. I'm telling you, it's you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You do not have to go blaze a new trail. Everything's been blazed for you. It's a matter of just putting one foot in front of the other and seizing the moment. So best of luck to all of you, and thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Continue if an adverse event occurs.